So on matters of what we have to believe as Catholics, we go to the church. So if I present anything, hopefully I'm presenting to you the doctrine of the church and not my own teaching, as far as Catholic belief goes. So I would claim this Catholic magisterium that we must believe that, what's called monogenism, that we all come from Adam and Eve. There's a single set of first parents for the whole human race, and that there's one God created the entire universe. On the question of the interpretation of Genesis 1, Catholics have always, I mean, from the very beginning, including the fathers of the church, they've always had the ability to interpret it allegorically or literally. So that's not changed. Now, in the late 19th century, early 20th century, there was some key encyclicals written by popes, Pope Leo XIII, Pope Benedict XV, and Pope Pius XII, that gave us some principles about reconciling the Bible with science. And effectively, what they said is, you must not read the Bible as a science book. It's not a physics textbook. So the church effectively has relegated a lot of these scientific questions to the field of science and says, the Bible does not teach these scientific questions, not meaning to teach these scientific questions. So let the science decide. When it comes to the science itself, obviously we must be careful as to what the scientists say. Sometimes they have an atheistic agenda and they try to prove things. But we must give them the benefit of the doubt in the sense of we must actually study what they say and carefully understand their argument before we try to just reject them. And I think we would want to do that with anything we say. I mean, if I made some claim, I would hope that people would not just sort of poo-poo what I have to say, but they would actually investigate what reasoning I have behind that claim. So that's what I actually try to do with the science. I say, what is the reasoning? For instance, the redshifting of the stars. How do they claim that the stars are billions of light years away? Does that seem to be valid reasoning that they make? What I found with the Big Bang is that effectively, the atheists, what they have to do is try to show that the universe has the properties of God. That the universe is eternal, the universe does not change, and the universe is completely simple. And they were trying to do that. There was Fred Hoyle, an atheist British astronomer. He was proposing that the universe is in a completely steady state over time for all eternity. And then there was this Catholic priest who proposed that based on Einstein's theory of relativity, the entire universe started with this initial burst of energy. Now, the atheists did not like that at the time because it seemed like a priest was trying to promote Catholic dogma because it showed that the universe must have a beginning in time. In other words, if you accepted the Big Bang theory, you would have a scientific proof for a Catholic dogma that the universe began in time. And that's why a lot of atheists at the time tried to defeat the Big Bang theory, but eventually the evidence became too strong and they had to admit the Big Bang theory. And so now what they're forced to do is say how that initial burst of energy just came into being without God, and they make themselves look utterly ridiculous in my mind by trying to say the universe just spontaneously popped into existence from nothing.
Exactly.
And which is totally superstitious and ridiculous. So I think that we can use the Big Bang Theory to our advantage. It was proposed by a Catholic priest. It was accepted by Pius XII. So I don't think there's any conflict of the faith there.
But it's only a theory.
It's only a theory, absolutely.
And a theory of relativity.